Great news, everyone. Fictional Reality is now able to offer a discount at checkout for an awesome virtual tabletop program that we have used for years, even before the podcast began. It's called Arkenforge. We have mentioned it time and time again on the show for its easy-to-use map-making, ambience and sound effect integration, and even its campaign tracking aspects. And now we can really spread the love to you. Use keyword FICREAL, that's FICREAL, at checkout and save yourself some gold. At arkenforge.com, they offer a 30-day free trial and have deals on bundles happening all the time. Treat yourself and your players to some high-quality audio visuals, whether you're in the deep dark dungeon, sloshing your way through slimy sewers, visiting bustling city streets, sailing the high seas, cruising a neon metropolis, navigating the stars, or surviving the wasteland. You can make fiction a reality with Arkenforge. So don't hesitate to go see for yourself, and remember to use keyword FICREAL before checking out, and tell them Brackish and Haplo sent you.
Fucking around though. Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree with everything you're saying. His dad taught him that maneuver.
All right, well, welcome back. We're doing a little pre-show fuck around before we get into some 2D20.
After the pre-show fuck around, pre-show, we set everything
we
up
for like 2 hours before this.
Yeah, well, we had work to do, which is normally that's our setup time. So this has seemed very extended.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a bit of a move around sort of thing in the room here, but it's getting closer and closer to being downstairs every month.
I know I kept saying it, but we ended up busy working because the weekends is the only time I can do it. I can't fucking do it after work during the week.
Yeah.
But I will finish the ceiling next week and call the fucking carpet dudes.
The carpet's going to be sweet. Yeah. Nice fresh carpet down there. Like,
man. And I bought like the premium underlay and everything. Yeah, like it's going to be comfy.
Did you get the extra staticky stuff?
No, so you it's can the opposite. Your feet? It's the opposite. It's anti-staticky.
Oh, okay. They do that, huh?
Yeah. We went and like, I don't know what I was wearing that made her think that I'm fucking dirt poor, but she's like, here, and like takes me over this carpet, and I'm like, it like hurts to touch, like it's, this is horrible. And like I don't know, I said maybe I said my budget, and she was like but yeah, we ended up being a like slightly over my budget, which whatever,
right?
You know,
right,
I'm not
right.
doing my own fucking carpet.
Yeah, you always set the budget, you know.
Yeah, you want to try and keep yourself reined in a little bit, but yeah. I ended up getting like premium everything.
Yeah. Once you felt it, and then you're going to be hanging out a lot down there and stuff,
especially in the summer because it's fucking nice and cold down there.
Yeah, for sure. And then you'll get like, you know, how does it act when you like put furniture on it? Like, you know how things just like leave that like circle
in
the chair and shit.
It will, but it's supposed to bounce. It's something bounce back or whatever. Okay. So. It should repair itself, and she said, like, worst case scenario, use a bit of steam, whatever, it comes back, but
okay.
It's going to be really nice to have the white accenting all the colors we did down there.
Oh, so is it, what's the nap on this?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Is it, it's quarter inch,
you'll, like, be able to just lay down on the floor and go to sleep. Like, it's fucking nice. Eh? Yeah.
Wow, too nice.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, you can do this underlay, and, like, whatever, and...
You're going to get so mad when somebody spills a drink on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just, nope, it's...
Anyways, certain people aren't allowed over.
The spillers of the world.
Yeah.
That's inevitable.
That was funny when we were at the bar with him. We won't name
only
names.
Clear alcohol.
yeah, exactly. You know, we can stick to that. That's not bad.
Evaporate, right?
But yeah, it drinks on the table. No fucking coaster. You know, we don't need to get fucking blackout anyways. And we've been pretty good at not doing that anyways. So we used to.
We used to get right where
we used to.
Right,
yeah, I got fucking weird sometimes.
Right ripped. Doesn't matter what you're drinking at that point.
No, and it's like you come back from the bar, it's 12:30. Let's fucking do your curtain.
Like, yeah.
Waste your life for an hour on something unusable.
I found one just recently. I think I mentioned it before to you, but yeah, it was like
We at the time we're just like, oh, this is fucking hilarious. Or, this will be great. And it's like 15 minutes of just like, we're right before we're going to go to bed, basically.
Yeah,
too,
starting so, to get really fucking yeah, out of it.
Like, we think it's funny. It's not funny.
Yeah,
it's
we like, had a stream where I'm like face down, like mumbling.
You're fucking there, fuck.
So yeah, we've come a long way with everything, like with everything.
Yeah, yeah. Finding a real groove. I mean, some people might find it easier than others, but I think we had some expectations that maybe we had expectations, but we didn't really know how it was all going to come out. Like,
yeah, and we didn't want to spend money until we knew exactly what we wanted. So then we ended up buying shit we didn't need.
Yeah.
Or buying stuff that was like just so subpar from what we're doing right now, even with like professional mixing boards and shit. We found out they're more for music and. Yeah. Multiple lines where this interface, like we plugged it in and it's the best sound we've ever had without fucking with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Just which not can be like such a letdown. You're like, what? Like,
the setup should just be like, done, and let's get to gaming.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And then, and especially too, we'll set it up now when we get out of town and we're doing the Workman's Radio or whatever, and set it up, you leave it there, and then you can just walk up to it and hit play.
Yeah, we do it first thing we get into the hotel. Yeah. You want to just set it up? And then, we ended up doing what, 3 fucking recordings? 2 were usable?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And then that's just the trick. You have something come pop in your head. We could go bullshit.
Yeah, which is like, because I X'd him out a little bit because he's always so drunk by the time we get to it. So, like, I was like, we'll do it right now. Yeah. It might not be that bad, half hour. But I mean, we can all be that drunk and be pieces of shit. But he's just really good at it. He's really good at it.
His tolerance level is skyrocketed. Same amount of booze.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you get drunk fast. I drink fast, he says. I'm like, oh, okay.
That was his answer. To
the time is still the same, it's still fast. I'm not saying you're a weak fuck, I'm saying you get drunk really fast. That's why I want you to just start when we start.
Well, I'm no amateur.
Yeah. But when he brought in the bottle when we were doing the recording, it was already half gone. I was like, shit. Yeah. But it was pretty good.
I think it was like past half.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I had one drink, so I didn't want to say that. And it was like fucking gas.
Yeah. Fucking, that's
like that will power ethanol fueled cars.
I'm going to pour you a special drink. One of my drinks.
Yeah, and then I taste it. It's just not good. Like, that, I guess, and that's the difference between I enjoy my alcohol, he needs it.
Yeah, you can give me straight alcohol, but at least put some ice in it or something.
Yeah, something. It's like in a fucking plastic hotel cup, and like if I left it too long, the cup would have disappeared.
Yeah, for sure. Just disintegrated. Like, you've been drinking
50-50
the wax 50-50
is fine in a big cup. Like, you still get some mix there, but when it's a little cup, you do 50-50. It's just a shot. Just that's why splash. I just like grabbed it. I was like, nope.
Woof. Just done. A splash of orange juice in there.
Yeah.
I call this the burner.
Yeah, and he doesn't even use, like, it's just the juice concentrate, and it just sits on his TV stand warm.
Oh.
Because, like, when I went in there, I was trying to set my laptop up, and I had one of, like, the covers on it, and I was like, what is that? I'm like, it's a quarter full of the concentrate fucking orange juice
stuff.
Those
are, like, they'll sweat.
Oh,
and then, like,
I just moved it away. I'm like, that's gross. It's probably a fucking bug in it. Like, you're bringing that on,
Yeah.
And I just picture it at his house, too, like, just flies and shit in it.
And I can't say his, what do you want to call it, his endurance, or his, not endurance, but, like, his constitution.
Yeah.
He's super strong. Like, he's always sick.
And he's always passing out, right? Like, how long were we at the general's? Our general has this fucking sick ass simulator.
Yeah, we should talk about that, yeah.
So we go, like, yeah, he keeps telling us to come over. And I know he's lonely. Like, he's generaling that job. People are in and out, but he's always there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really drink. And we were the only ones to probably get him to go to the bar. It was probably his first time going out.
Oh, yeah.
And then he invited us to the house. And he invited us all individually together. And
make sure we all talked about it.
He was text messaging me. Right?
So,
glad we went because it was fun both times. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like a fuck off real simulation. Like, I don't know how many cars I destroyed. 50?
Oh, yeah. I like how the most interactive part, I mean, obviously pedal, steering wheel, but the steering wheel would jar every time you would, like, fuck up or, like, veer off or whatever.
That'd be really cool. It's giving you resistance because it should be hard work, right?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, I know some of those vehicles, they don't even use power steering because of how much weight it adds, right? Uh-oh. So, like, it's fucking hard.
Oh,
like, and I think that's where that comes from a bit, too.
Oh,
could be wrong. Don't get all fucking, mad at me for saying that.
Don't get
but
all
I know that,
on
like, automatic steering is an actuated motor. It's a lot of weight in there that's just sitting there.
You didn't start streaming yet. Oh, you're in 5. Okay, yeah. You said that already.
Fucking rookie. Yeah. No, it's good that someone's second, you know.
I make mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. The biggest one that we're going to double check is the
sound.
The sound.
Yeah.
Make sure the sound's on.
Yeah.
We've done that like 3 times in a row. The last guy.
Well, and like it's, I haven't been running them, and now I'm starting to run like all of them, it feels. But, so I've been doing a lot more one shots and stuff on the stream and shit like that. And I really should be recording those too, especially now that we found out how to run that through the relevator. So
yeah,
might start doing that. And then I can just send those to you and you can fucking fire them out clips or make people fucking pay for extra stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, we need to make more clips on.
We need to make more money.
More money.
So get out there and like and subscribe. Come to our Twitch. Fucking sub us. Especially if you got fucking Amazon Prime. Give us your free sub, piece of shit. Is this not entertaining enough?
Yeah, if you've been a listener for the last couple years or whatever months,
maybe
or weeks,
skip
or...
the hot girl in the hot tub this week because she's fucking useless anyways.
Yeah. But she's really fun to look at, though.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time doing it.
I feel like if you sub to one of those where there's no actual content, it's just a hot girl, you're a fucking pervert. So move on, man. We go to them just and we just get angry because we're like, we write stories. You know, we work on this. We set stuff up. And this chick just gets in the hot tub and like puts her shoulder off the screen so you can't see.
Yeah.
Waits. And people are subscribing already.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a huge trigger for content creators everywhere.
I'm sure. Yeah. Especially when you're like putting work in. Like our one shots, my stories, I'm writing those for days. And then we play them. It's a few hours. And
yeah, lots of time invested. And all they have to do is kind of like not even like act like they want to be there. Really, yeah. Right?
And it has been slowly picking up again. Like this is, it seems to be working.
We're at 450.
So that's it goes by quick. But we have been like putting a lot of extra effort in, and it's been showing with some interactions and stuff on the stream. So get out there and see us if you just want to hit us up on the Discord, you want us to play a game or do anything. Even if it's just for advice, a lot of people look us up on Discord for their writing stories and they want to know how we feel or they want something a little extra and stuff like that. We're good at that.
Yeah.
Fucking make shit up all the time.
Yeah, that's the funnest part.
Yeah.
Making shit up. hit that stream button, sir.
Yeah, okay. We ready?
4 minutes from now, we're ready. I thought you wanted to hit the stream button so that it was countdown on the stream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 5 minutes.
Oh, is it your clock there?
What?
Is that your countdown clock on the stream?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, it's 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah, I find people don't like when it's... on there for 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, you see a bunch of people click in and then it drops down by the time we start. Like, right. Fuck.
So, are you thinking you wanted to start at like 2 minutes?
Yeah, four's good.
Okay, okay.
It's way better than we usually do.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll be 16 and then it goes back to 12. We need a little more time. But all it is, like, you want to have a couple of drinks, get the verbal. Lubrication in you?
Not the diarrhea quite yet.
No, not diarrhea. Verbal lubrication. I had a teacher used to call it education lubrication, but she was talking about her coffee.
Oh, education lubrication?
Yeah.
It wasn't the sex ed teacher, though.
My sex ed teacher was a dude.
Ah, I guess, yeah.
Mr. Brown.
Boys for boys and girls for girls? Yeah. Or,
And it was still awkward as fuck.
Okay, we won't get into the other.
Yeah, maybe that's a different podcast.
Not this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a workman's radio.
This is the bullshit. This is just bullshit. This is a taste of the workman's radio or the call in, if you will. Which, again, call in's a bit of a vague way to put it.
Then we nicked that and like absolutely people could call in or you got to let us know ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, almost should start like finding a topic even if we wouldn't stick to it and just send it out there and then people could do that on there.
That's true. Yeah, because we tried a
couple.
Because
I'm not giving
ways,
out my cell phone number.
And we tried that other SpeakPipe thing. Mm-hmm. Put that out there. I wasn't really consistent with it. But
I don't know if there's something more mainstream or if I just buy a burner phone for that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or we just stay a little more adamant about it.
And put 50 minutes on it. It's going to cost $200 and it's going to last forever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you're done.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Your minute. No. Yeah,
look, I was like, nope.
Yeah. I'll refresh that and keep putting the speak because I kind of was like, it's not really getting a response.
It would be super fun and like I love to be prompted.
Yeah.
I'm like I'm the comedian that's always good when someone heckles me from the crowd.
And I know we have some regulars because I'm seeing the numbers here.
Yeah.
So if I put some...
yeah, it started going back up again. It drooped a little bit, but no.
That's how back she up. Yeah. That's how she do.
Yeah, I think January and February is just a slow month. It's slow for work. It's slow for fucking getting paid. It's slow for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll put a SpeakPipe link on there. And TTRPG people, if you're only tuning in to this type of stuff and you want to say hi or whatever it is, we do want to hear from you. So
yeah,
we'll use this opportunity to try and reignite that in the new mm-hmm. year.
And like our stream is anything. Our stream is video games. Our stream is TTRPGs. Our stream is we had done where we were just watching other videos before, like.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate that. It's not it doesn't feel like I'm adding content to the world. Mm. It feels like I'm just like being negative about other people.
Because that's our proclivity. Yeah. Just to be like, yeah, this guy's fucked. This chick's fucked.
So yeah, so maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. So we've got 55 seconds left until we start it, so maybe this is a good spot to end this.
Sure. Yeah, let's we'll see you on the flip side.
All right.
However you've decided to consume our content, whether that be strictly in audio form here on the podcast or experiencing us in full color on our Twitch or YouTube channels, we thank you for supporting the show. Remember to leave a rate and review when you can, and come say hi sometime during a live stream. Hit those follow and subscribe buttons and never miss an episode. There's lots to look forward to, and we can't wait to see how it all plays out.